What is up, everyone? It's your boy, Dan the Man, back here with another episode of Sports Take. I'm here with Ralph. How's it going, Ralph?
What's up, Danny?
I'm not doing anything at the moment, just recording this podcast, buddy. How's everything?
Doing good. Just chilling, you know.
Living life?
Yeah.
We've got a lot to cover today, in today's episode. NHL trade deadline just passed on March 21st. So,
yes, sir, it did.
No more trades allowed. No more trades happening.
We got some big ones here for you guys. Yeah.
I want to just talk about because Toronto Maple Leafs being our favorite team, we should just cover their trades first.
Yep.
There wasn't much. I was expecting more, but...
Ooh, I was expecting Flower to be in there.
Yeah, I was expecting Fleury. We didn't get Fleury, so we were disappointed, obviously. We need goaltending. Our team is suffering right now, goaltending-wise, because Mrazek isn't Campbell. Doing it. Campbell's injured, and he's just hasn't been doing it as of late. Yeah. And we're relying on a kid, Shalgren. He's been playing well, so let's see how it goes. We've got Toronto Maple Leafs and the Seattle Kraken making a trade. Maple Leafs acquire Mark Giordano and forward. So defenseman Mark Giordano, which we need defense. I like that. And Colin Blackwell, skilled forward, lays the body. I like Blackwell.
Oh,
and Kraken get the 2022 second round pick and a 2023 second round pick and a 2024 third round pick. So we just gave them picks for those two guys.
Not bad.
I like this trade. What are your thoughts, Ralph?
It's not bad, but honestly, I was a bit disappointed on the trade deadline because, you know, I did, in fact, start watching the Sportsnet live coverage of everything. And I feel like I wasted my time because I thought the Leafs were going to do something way more bigger than that, because nearing towards the end of the trade deadline, Leafs did, in fact, place Rasmus Sandin on the injury reserve long term. Now, since they did that freed up some cap space indeed, which gave fans some hope that we might acquire something big, someone big, maybe even Flower. I thought we were gonna get Fleury. I know that the Chicago general manager did leak some information, or he did talk about that he was in talks with Kyle Dubas on acquiring Flower. Now, with that said, I don't know, man. I really thought we were going to get something big.
Like, do you like the trade, though, at least, of Mark Giordano?
I like Mark Giordano. He's a solid guy, solid defenseman coming to the team, giving the boys some experience, some veterinary status. Also, I believe if the Leafs want to go for the cup, we got to go all in, put all our chips on the table, throw all our picks out there. Get this, get that, get
it's
all
too late now for that.
Obviously too late.
The deadline.
Kyle Dubas passed. Did not go all in. Desperate for a cup. If we're going to get the cup, although the odds aren't looking as best in our favor with Colorado with 95 or 97 points, however much they might have, Florida with, I believe it's 95 points still they have, and Tampa Bay. Updated standings. Tampa Bay did win this game, which they did need. And as of right now, it's looking like they're going to play Boston Bruins in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Okay. What do you rate that trade? I rate it a B+. I give it a B+ on Kyle Dubas's.
I'm going to give it a solid B. You couldn't even say B-, because we didn't get Flower.
I wanted to also get into the Flower trade.
Okay. Yeah.
So the trade between Minnesota and Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I like it for Minnesota. I think Minnesota obviously didn't have to give up much. They got Flower. They got a good goaltender. And it's just honestly like they already have Cam Talbot, but because they got rid of their backup goalie, what's his name?
Kaapo Kähkönen.
Kähkönen. I mean, it was a smart move for Minnesota because they are a playoff contender, and they needed a goalie with lots of playoff experience who has won the Stanley Cup before. But I mean, I don't know. I obviously on Minnesota's end, it's a great deal. So I rated an A for them.
An A? Yeah, yeah. I would definitely go A on the Minnesota end, maybe a B for Chicago.
Yeah. And now we have, I want to get into one more Chicago trade because I actually like this trade. It was actually a pretty good trade. Oh, you know what? Actually, before, you know what? Yeah, we'll just get into this trade. So Lightning got Brandon Hagel, 2022 fourth round pick, 2024 fourth round pick. Blackhawks got Boris Kachuk and Taylor Radish, and 2023 first round pick and 2024 first round pick. That's what Blackhawks got. Two first round picks and two players, Kachuk and Radish, for Hagel and two other picks, two fourths. I like this trade for Chicago, of course. First, I just want to say that Radish is already fitting in nice in their power play. He's on first round power play right now. And they also managed to steal two first round picks from the Lightning. And that's just a steal, in my opinion, because like, I think Lightning overpaid for Hagel. Hagel obviously is a good forward, but he wasn't. He's
Honestly, I think he's a good addition to the Tampa Bay roster. I was watching today. He does have a presence on the ice.
For sure.
Nothing crazy, but
a depth guy is what they got it. But I'm giving the Blackhawks the dub on this trade. Maybe for this season, Lightning did well, but I still think Kachuk and Radish are great players. And, like, you know, Hagel is not, like, that crazy good for them to give up two young guys who are very good, who are decent, they're not very good, but two first-round picks. I'm giving Blackhawks a win, and I'm rating it an A-plus for the Blackhawks.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I can see that as an A. Or A minus, I wouldn't say A plus.
A plus for the Chicago Blackhawks.
A plus would be like them getting Kucherov for like Jonathan Toews or something.
Okay, but no one's going to make that trade,
exactly,
right?
But
so a trade that actually will go through that sets them up for not this season. We're talking about the future because they get two first-round picks, future ones. Lightning doesn't have that. So that makes them actually in a better position for the future.
Yeah,
right?
But then you see how the GM of Tampa is leaning towards putting their chips on the table. Maybe they want to go for the three-peat
exactly,
this year.
Because they're going
and that pays off, and that pays off a lot more than
for this season. For this season. Yes, but that's what the Leafs aren't doing. That's what Tampa is doing. And Florida's even making more trades than the Leafs. You know, they acquired
Claude Giroux. That's
and Giroux, you know, right there. Those
honestly,
are
wow,
guys
that,
for the playoffs.
That's an A plus.
Yeah, that's an A plus on my
ben
side.
Ben Chiarot is a very decent and maybe above average defenseman.
You know.
You could say. And I believe now that he's playing on a solid team, he can show his potential to the NHL and to people that watch him on a daily.
Yeah.
People who Florida fans. Also, Claude Giroux put his all in. He went all in this year. He got traded to Florida. He
wants,
needs that ring on his finger.
He
and his best option is Florida.
Yeah, a team like Florida. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Okay, well, I think we covered the trades. I want to get into the stats before we get into standings and playoffs.
Okay,
so the NHL stats, stat leaders. So Austin Matthews sits at the number one spot for goals with 46, followed by a tie between Draisaitl and Kreider, 44 goals. So there are two goals behind Matthews. That is getting very close. That race to first for the Rocket Richard is getting very close. I just want Matthews to win, so he needs to score more goals. Hopefully he gets a hat trick tonight. I mean, I know you're facing, your opponent has Matthews, but he needs to do well. Kyle Connor's at fourth, tied with Ovechkin with 41. I don't know how Ovechkin's keeping up with these young guys. Good for him. Good on him. Great goal scorer. And for assists, We still have Jonathan Huberdeau at the one, 67 assists, whopping 67 assists. That's a lot of assists in a
Yeah.
season. And followed by, honestly, it's not too close right now. The gap is about 5, 6 points. So Roman Josi has 61 at second. McDavid has 60 at third, and Panarin has 58. Gaudreau also
Done.
follows with 55. But that's far off from Huberdeau. And now we have point leaders. We have the one and only Connor McDavid, 95 points, 5 points away from 100. I say he gets it tonight. No, I'm just joking. Imagine he has a 5-point night. And we have Draisaitl at 90 points, second place. Like, I don't understand this. Two Edmonton Oilers for the past consecutive, like, 3, 4 years, like, without the pandemic, so, like, you could say 5 years, have just been on the top for point leaders. They've just been on the top in the NHL, of the entire NHL.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, their team can even, not can't even, but they are, like,
Struggling.
die struggling for a playoff spot. They're struggling to win. And these guys are putting up numbers like this. And you're
Yeah.
telling, it's just like, how are you? How bad is your depth? I don't know. Like, you guys, they're top two. There's no one in their way. That's crazy. I find that crazy. Good on them, but bad on the Edmonton Oilers. And now we already discussed our trophy winners we think are gonna win. I kind of wanted to talk about player rookies, leaders and rookies, the Calder Trophy. That's interesting. So, right now, first of all, who do you think's gonna win the Calder Trophy?
That one's a hard one.
There's lots and lots of great talent in
This
the
Zegers'
NHL.
first year?
Yes, Zegras is a rookie. He's up for Calder.
Is Cole Caulfield technically still considered a
Yes, of
rookie?
course. Of course, definitely. I can name them for you if you like. Want me to
I'm
name
gonna go
them? But
Zegers for sure.
Zegras?
Zegers by a landslide.
I'm going with Mort Sider.
That is true. Mortz is in his rookie season.
It's his
He
first
is a
year.
very big hitter.
He's a big hitter. He's great on defense. He's already like top 10, in my opinion, in the league. Like first year, he's amazing. As for points, Michael Bunting leads all rookies this season with 49 points, followed by Lucas Raymond with 48, and then Trevor Zegras with 47. And then fourth is Mort Sider with 42. Goal leaders for the rookies, Tanner Janot. Janot's been having a great season. He only leads it by one goal, though. Bunting and Raymond follow. And then assist leaders, one and only Sider.
Yeah.
Apple cider vinegar. I'm joking. But yeah.
I still think Zegers is taking that.
Zegras has, yeah,
He's
Zegras,
already had
honestly,
two highlight reel goals.
he's had many anyways, but like real, he has top one and top two. He's number one highlight
Goal
and
of the
number two.
season.
Yeah, goal of the season. Yeah, Trevor Zegras, he's a very he's good with the media. He's like he can be marketed well, so the
For
NHL
sure.
can market him.
Him and Jack Hughes.
Yeah, him and Jack Hughes, they're both two young guys, yeah, fair enough. I can see any of these guys. It's just the race is so close, right? Even Bunting's up there. Raymond for sure too. You can't like
Yep.
he has 48 points, couple hat tricks for Raymond too. I think he has two hat tricks this season. Okay, fair enough. We can get into the standings right now. We've got the East side, Florida on top with 92 points, followed by Carolina with 91. I just want to say the Leafs are in a wild card spot, first place wild card spot as of right now. And that's because they haven't played today yet. If they win today, they will be second. They'll be back to second place. Am I
We'll be
right?
beating
Yes.
Boston. I mean,
Yeah, we'll
we'll be
be ahead of
playing top.
Boston. We'll be ahead of Boston.
We have 85 points.
Yeah, they have 87. So if we win, we get 87. And our goal differential is better. So we'll be ahead of them. All right. And we have less games in hand. Don't forget.
Yep.
Than Boston. But as of right now, I don't think this is going to stay. The Leafs are going to be playing Carolina in the playoffs, which is massive for the Leafs because Carolina's, although they're a very good team, actually a powerhouse with 91 points this season. I think Toronto can take them out in the first round because Frederik Andersen's the ex-goalie for the Toronto Maple Leafs, and the Leafs know how to score on him. So,
Sure.
I think Matthews can, score a lot of goals in the playoffs this season. This playoff run, I have high hopes. This playoff run for the Leafs, they're gonna take it, hopefully. And on the west side, Colorado leading by a
97
landslide.
points.
Yeah,
Wow.
that's crazy. 97 points. They're almost at 100 points, and they still have like more than 15 games left. Like they have 17 games left. Their record's unreal.
They've won more than half of season total games.
They have a winning record. Winning record. Edmonton struggling to stay in a playoff spot with 77 points.
Yep, just shy of it, Vegas. One
Vegas.
point shy of Vegas.
One
They
point.
needed this win today.
But the thing is, Vegas is 1 point away, and Edmonton plays today, and Vegas has three games in hand. So it's still Vegas. Is Vegas in a wild card spot? Let me double
Yeah,
check.
they are.
They're in a playoff spot. So even if at least they're in a playoff spot,
They just need
because
a,
Dallas,
yeah.
they need to run away from Dallas for sure. Dallas isn't in the playoffs as of right now. Winnipeg, even Vancouver, you can say is a contender, but I don't think Vancouver is going to make it. Even Winnipeg, I don't think so. I think it's more so Dallas, Vegas, Nashville. I mean, sorry, Dallas, Vegas, Edmonton, because Nashville is not in their division. But hey, again, if Nashville keeps losing, they can also fall to the bottom, and Dallas and Vegas can take their spot in the wild card, right?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Anyways, lots of hockey to be played. I'm excited to see what the final standings are, and I can't wait till teams finally clinch so we can see what teams are playing what in the playoffs.
Yeah, for sure. I think the Colorado already clinched the
Yeah, oh, they clinched for sure. I mean, even though they technically didn't, but they clinched because
They clinched.
you can't, like, I think one more win they'll clinch because how many games are they gonna lose? Even if they lose, they'll still make it. But anyways, I think that's all the time we have for today's episode. Thank you, Ralph, for coming out again.
No problem.
It was a great convo. Catch us next week for our final episode of Sports Take. And take care, guys.
Take care.